Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. I need you to imagine with me, fantasize with me about the best day of your life. It hasn't happened yet, so you gotta fantasize about it. The best day of your life. We gotta daydream a little bit here. Who are the people on the best day of your life? Who are the people that you're going to be hanging out with? Okay? You got to picture them in your mind. You see them? What are the things that you're going to be doing while you're all together? What are the sort of conversations that you might be having? What food are you eating? What drink are you drinking? What are the feelings that you're feeling? I want you to... This is the best day of your life, okay? So, like, don't shoot the moon, all right? Like, the sky is the limit. I think we can imagine what that would be like, and maybe for some of us, like, we've gotten close to that. I think in my life, there's been a couple times where kind of the stars all aligned, and I was with the right people, and we did have the right conversations, and the vibes, the feelings were right, you know? It's like all the things were sort of lining up, and you go to bed at the end of the day, and it's really beautiful. Like, I'm just grateful to the Lord that all the things sort of lined up, like, overwhelmed with gratitude. And yet, not that I'm greedy, but, like, there's still an ache in me for more. It's like, I know that more is possible. That, like, I know that something more is... It's capable of, like, being out there. And it's not like I'm unsatisfied, but there's just, like, this tug inside of me that I can't control. And it's like, what is this ache? Like, it's painful in some ways, but also, like, soothing in another way. It's like, I know that there's something more pulling me forward. And so you and I have a soul that's made, has a capacity for infinity. So no finite thing can satisfy how we've been made, that you and I weren't made for earth. We weren't made just for earthly material things, that we were made, God made us for heaven. God made us capable of receiving all of himself, so no finite thing. So as good as the best fantasy day of your life will be, there's always going to be some desire for more in each of us. That there is this ache that exists, God alerting us that we weren't made for this world, that we were in fact made for heaven. And even in our workaday lives, there's the normal humdrum things. We can be like the Israelites, just, you know, things aren't all that bad, but we can grumble. I wish things were a little bit different. I wish this relationship with this person were different, relationship with my boss. I wish that I was noticed a little bit more. And we can dream of a world where all the sort of bad things in our life go away. And even if God wanted to grant that prayer, even if God wanted to take all the bad things away, there would still be this ache, this desire for more present in each of us that we cannot satisfy on our own. And so we need to sort of embrace that ache, like befriend it, because that's the lifeline between us and God. Is that as I have the best day of my life, or I'm in the middle of the worst day of my life, there's this ache and desire for more, and that's the tether that connects me to him. It's his affection towards me, saying, you're my son, you're my daughter. You weren't made for this world, you were made for me, and that ache, that longing, shouldn't be directed towards mere material things. No striving for food, or sex, or alcohol, or money, or recognition could ever fill that void. So that ache that I feel in me can only be filled by the Lord. And so I need to surrender to him. I need to pray to him. I need to place my trust in him, my hope in him, and not to the things that are around me, this worldly striving. Jesus tells us, do not work for food that perishes. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which I will give you. They come to Jesus and they ask this question. They say, you know, Moses gave us the manna, our ancestors, the manna from heaven. What can you do for us? It was always said in Deuteronomy that there would be another prophet that rose up like Moses. So whatever this, whoever this prophet was going to be, they were going to be able to do things that Moses did. So, well, what can you do? Moses gave us bread from heaven. Maybe you could do the same thing. And as they mention the manna from heaven, it prompts Jesus to move in to what we call in John chapter 6, the bread of life discourse. The whole chapter devoted to Jesus presenting the Eucharist, the bread of life. And you all better buckle up because we're getting it for the next few weeks, okay? It's the best stuff. And as Jesus presents to them this idea of the manna, you know, as they pass through the Red Sea, I mean, they've been delivered from the Egyptians, and immediately the chapter afterwards, the Israelites begin grumbling against God. Why did you bring us out here to die? Would that we could go back to Egypt. And God says, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give you quail in the evening, and I'm going to give you manna in the morning, bread from heaven. It's this daily sustenance. And they weren't to collect more than enough. They were supposed to collect a day's worth and no more, because it would rot the next day. You will get enough for today. And so you need to trust that tomorrow I'm going to show up for you. And the day after that, I'm going to provide for you. And the day after that, I'm not going to orphan you. And the day after that, you're not going to be all alone. Each day, I'm going to provide for you. And so God gives them manna, bread from heaven, each day, showing his commitment, showing his fidelity, his faithfulness to them. Every day, I'm going to show up for you. And as they bring up the manna from heaven, Jesus tells them, my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. And they say, sir, give us this bread always. Sir, give us this bread, not now, always. That there's some ache in us that needs to be satisfied. We don't want to just here and now. We need it always. Sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus gives this great revelation. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. I am the bread of life. Jesus reveals who he is, this bread of life that is the Eucharist, the bread of life that sustains his people, the bread of life that God provides and nourishes us with every single day so long as we desire to come and consume him, the bread of life that is the life beat of this parish, that this tabernacle is the heartbeat of this parish, that you and I come and draw strength from this tabernacle which is the heartbeat, as far as I'm concerned, of MU's campus, that Jesus is providing life here in his most precious body and blood. But we must not strive, work for food that perishes. You and I were not created for this world. We weren't made for finite things. We were made for heaven. We were made for God. And the question sits with me, like, does the Eucharist all of a sudden solve all of the problems of my life? Does receiving the Eucharist make all of the bad things go away? And just anecdotally, no, it doesn't. Like, Jesus isn't a magic trick. Like, Jesus doesn't do this. He never wants to give us something so that we no longer have to rely on him. The Eucharist doesn't take away all the bad things in my life, and yet he sustains us for the journey. God gives me the strength and the encouragement I need in the Eucharist to keep going and to keep moving forward and to keep trusting in him. And so whether I'm in the bowels of a difficult season or I'm in the joys of life, God provides for his people. He gives us food that doesn't perish. He who believes in me will never hunger, and he who comes to me will never thirst. Jesus is the bread of life. And we need to take his instruction. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life.